Recorded Books and RB Digital present An Hour Unspent by Rosanna M. White. Narrated by Liz Pierce. Chapter 1. May 11th, 1915. Poplar, London, England. Barclay Pierce shouldered his way through the mob, invisible. He'd learned over the years how to blend into any crowd, and this one was no different. Stand at the back of a group of shouting men, raising a fist when they did. Even as he used the tip of his boot to nudge a few of the bricks, intended as missiles, out of view. His chest banded at the thought of those bricks flying through the boarded-up windows of the store. Mr. Schmidt had long since packed up his family and fled. His used bookshop, in which Barclay had passed innumerable happy hours over the years, had been closed for months. Never mind that his family had been in England for generations. His name sounded German, which put a target on his back. The shaking fists gave way to a forward surge of bodies. Barclay ducked into the nearby alley, which muffled the angry shouts of the men in the streets. Most of these men had been his neighbours for the last 20 years, though only a certain sort would know it. He'd moved invisibly among them, a shadow in their streets. He'd survived. He'd built something. And now they were tearing it down, brick by brick and piece by piece, helping the enemy break England. Though they wouldn't see it that way. The shrill whistles of many bobbies entering the area pierced the air. But for once they didn't make Barclay's pace alter in response. For once, he wasn't the one they were after. What was a mere thief in the face of riots as widespread as these? They were running rampant all over the city, from the prosperous West End all the way down to this shadowed crevice of Poplar. No, the police didn't care a whit about him today. He was only one insignificant thief. A thief whose hands were relatively clean right now at that. They were after the mobs and the raging fury that swept through them. It made no sense to him. He paused at the door he wanted. Tested it. Locked. Understandable today, but that wouldn't hinder him. Barclay glanced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?